Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time now for the GX on Agriculture podcast, brought to you by Trustmark Insurance in Melville. Trust us with what matters most.
GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.
Good afternoon and welcome to GX on Agriculture. Coming up on today's program, we'll hear from Saskatchewan Crops Extension Specialist Matt Struthers, because the weekly crop report is out, and actually more seeding has been done in this province than you might think. Also, we'll speak with Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt, who is welcoming the full removal of restrictions on canola exports to China. We'll explain that. And of course, we had supper in the field last night, and we spoke to Willie Zuchkin, our winner from just north of Parkerview, and we'll speak to him about his farm operation. All that and much more coming up on today's edition of GX on Agriculture.
GX 94, AgriView.
Officials say China has reinstated market access for two major grain firms whose exports of Canadian canola have been blocked from Chinese ports since 2019. Canada's Trade Minister Mary Ng and Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau, in a joint statement yesterday, confirmed the decision by Chinese customs officials allowing Richardson International and Viterra to resume canola sales to China. China, in March of 2019, had suspended the licenses for Winnipeg-based Richardson and Regina-based Viterra to export canola to China, saying it had quarantined pests found in the canola seed deliveries. The Canola Council noted at the time that no other export customers had made similar complaints. The dispute was widely believed by observers to be a retaliation against Canada for carrying out a U.S. arrest warrant in Vancouver in late 2018 on Chinese telecom executive Meng Wanzhou over charges of bank and wire fraud. Bill C-234 took a step forward yesterday, as the House of Commons voted in favor of it at second reading, sending it to the Standing Committee on Agriculture and Agri-Food for review. The private member's bill, brought forward by Conservative MP Ben Lobb, would amend the federal government's carbon pricing legislation to provide an exemption for natural gas and propane used on farm for grain drying, heating, and cooling livestock barns, and greenhouses, steam flaking, and irrigation. Conservative, Bloc, NDP, and Green MPs in attendance all voted in favor of the bill. Agriculture Committee Chair Cody Bloss was the lone Liberal member to vote yea at second reading. The Ag Committee will now study the bill and decide whether to send it back to the House of Commons for third and final reading. The highs may be in for old crop canola contracts on the ICE Futures platform, with attention in the market turning to the new crop. Domestic crushers typically reduce their demand over the summer months as they put some attention to maintenance and upgrades. Meanwhile, the old crop export business has already been shut off for some time. For the new crop, we're in a very uncertain stage. Canola seeding has yet to get underway in Manitoba and eastern Saskatchewan due to persistent rains. Planting is moving forward to the west, but fields there are dry. The moisture will also be beneficial for crops in the region overall. Cooler temperatures, as have been seen so far this spring, also generally correlate with above-average canola yields. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's in intense contact with Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, the United States, and the European Union in an effort to restore Ukrainian grain export as a global food crisis worsens. Addressing a food security meeting at the United Nations hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Guterres appealed to Russia to allow the safe and secure export of grain stored in Ukrainian ports and for Russian food and fertilizers to have full and unrestricted access to world markets. Russia's war in Ukraine has caused global prices for grains, cooking oils, fuel, and fertilizer to soar, and Guterres warned this will worsen food, energy, and economic crises in poor countries. Ukraine used to export most of its goods through seaports, but since Russia's February 24th invasion, it has been forced to export by train or via its small Danube River ports. Syngenta Canada has announced it will sell Envita in Canada for the 2023 growing season. Envita is a nitrogen-fixing bacteria product for non-legume crops, including corn, canola, cereals, soybeans, and potatoes. The liquid product, developed by Azotic Technologies, is applied in furrow or as a foliar treatment and performs similarly to N-fixing bacteria with legume and pulse crops through a symbiotic relationship with the plant. According to the company, the bacteria begin fixing nitrogen from the air soon after an Envita application, a process that occurs within cells of the plant's leaves and roots and continues throughout the season as a supplementary supply of nitrogen available from fertilizer treatments. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. I'm Doug Falconer. We have light rain and 5 degrees in the Yorkton-Melville region. I'll have your complete weather details coming up at the top of the hour. According to Saskatchewan's weekly crop report issued this morning, seeding progress is well behind normal due to large amounts of rainfall. Crops Extension Specialist Matt Struthers has the details.
Yeah, there's a lot of rain this past week. It is improving the topsoil moisture, but it's also hampering quite a few seeding operations out there. So unfortunately, in the eastern half of the province where most of the rain has been falling, there hasn't been much seeding happening. So for the province, there's 33% of the crop now in the ground. This is still well behind our five-year average of 53%. So we really need some warm, sunny days to dry that soil out so we can get more seed in the ground.
What's the seeding progress region by region?
So 60% of the crop has been seeded in the southwest region, 53% in the west central, 35% in the northwest, 17% in the southeast, 13% in the east central, and 8% in the northeast. So clearly you can see that the west hasn't had much of an issue with seeding. They've been drier throughout the winter and then also this spring, whereas the east has been getting a lot of rain early here in the spring. So they're just too wet right now to begin much seed in the ground.
What types of crops have been seeded so far?
For the province, 59% of lentil acres, 57% of field peas, 51% durum, 29% of spring wheat, and 27% of barley have been seeded to date, with reports of barley, peas, and lentils sprouting throughout the southwest and west central regions already. So that's good to see, and then hopefully those regions get some moisture soon so those crops can establish well.
Were there some heavy rains reported in the past week?
Certainly, yeah. There was a large kind of blanket storm across many parts of the province last week, mainly the southeast and east central, where areas like Estevan reported over 120 mils over 2 days. So that's a lot of rain in a very short period of time. Other areas that received quite a bit of rain are Weyburn with 92 mils, Big Beaver with 87, Moosomin with 75, and Eyebrow with 35. So good to see a nice spread of rain across the province finally, even though I know in some areas, especially in the east central, a lot of rain had fallen over a short period of time, and sometimes that can cause some issues.
So how are topsoil moisture conditions in Saskatchewan now?
Well, the one nice thing about the rain is that it's continually improving our topsoil moisture. For cropland, it's rated as 12% surplus, 56% adequate, 20% short, and 12% very short. Hay and pasture is rated as 4% surplus, 56% adequate, 24% short, and 16% very short. So good to see those numbers climbing, and hopefully they continue to do so over the course of the season.
Have livestock producers been able to put their cattle out to pasture yet?
It kind of depends on where you are. Some areas are able to, and some areas aren't. You know, the areas that were drier in the beginning of the season, they haven't been able to. Just the grass growth has been too slow. Whereas areas that had moisture and a bit of, you know, some sunny days there in the beginning, they did have enough growth. But mainly throughout the east half of the province, the moisture is good. They just haven't had that heat yet, you know, those warm sunny days to get that grass growing. Whereas on the west side, they've had that warm, you know, some of those warmer days, but they haven't had the moisture.
And what are producers busy doing this week?
Some producers, if their fields aren't, you know, so muddy and oversaturated that they're not able to get into them, that they won't be trying to do this. But some producers are trying to harrow or lightly disc some of their fields in order to get that soil to dry up a little bit faster and get some seed in the ground. Whereas others are simply, you know, taking the window of opportunity that they have and seeding as quick as they can before the next rain shows up.
Matt Struthers is a crops extension specialist with the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture, based in Moose Jaw. It's time now for the livestock market conditions, and they're a presentation of Heartland Livestock in Yorkton.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for June closed at 131.50. That's unchanged. August live cattle closed at 132.02, up 32. August feeder cattle closed at 165.20, down 60. September feeder cattle closed at 167.90, down 55. June lean hogs closed at 105.30, down 80. July lean hogs closed at 106.97, down 155. And that's the livestock market conditions. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt welcomes the full removal of restrictions on canola exports to China. China has reinstated export licenses for Winnipeg-based Richardson International and Regina-based Viterra after imposing restrictions in March 2019. Merritt says full access is important for Saskatchewan farmers.
Well, obviously it's good news, obviously for Viterra and JRI. It's good to see that these companies are now able to ship their canola back into China. Other Canadian companies were still doing it as well, so it only made sense that it had to happen, that this restriction would be removed from Viterra and JRI. So we're happy to see that. Obviously, it's just another customer for us, and it just allows sales for canola products from Saskatchewan and Western Canada to go into China.
Richardson and Viterra are major canola exporters, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, and I mean, obviously, they'll be, you know, looking for those export markets for the next couple of years. But once they get their crush facilities up and online, they'll be probably crushing their own canola here, so which is great news for the farmers here and people that will be working in these facilities as well.
On another topic, what do you think of spring seeding progress in Saskatchewan?
Well, actually pretty good. I mean, last week we were at 14% and this week we're up to 33%. And there was some rain in there too, in parts of the province too. So it was good to see that side of it. Obviously, the south and the southwest side is obviously the highest. The southwest is, you know, around 60%. And in the West Central, they're well over 50%. So we're seeing some pretty good numbers that way. And obviously the rain on the, you know, from kind of the central part, south central part of the province right over to the east side really has impacted the farmers on the east side going up on the east side, Lake Stephen to north of Yorkton up to Nipawin that way. So hopefully we'll get some drying weather and the farmers there can get going and again and get some crop in the ground.
How does this spring look compared to last spring?
It looks a lot better. I mean, obviously, there's still some pockets that need some rain. We know that. But for the most part, the province is sitting with some pretty nice moisture to put the crop in to get it started and, you know, get us into that late June, July, where obviously we'll probably need one or two more to finish it off. So things are looking a lot better and a lot better even on the pasture side in a lot of parts of the province. And, you know, there will be, in some parts of the province, there will be a hay crop. It might not be a tall one, but there'll still be some, you know, significant hay crop that the livestock guys will be able to replenish their stock that way.
Have water supplies improved as well?
Yeah, they have, where they've had, even in my riding, on the east side of my riding, they had well over 3 inches of rain in parts of it. So, the dugouts filled up, and it's good to see that, and the creek's flowing again. So it's good to see that there's some sloughs around and water for the livestock that way, but obviously some good moisture to get the crop growing.
That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt. It's time now for the Commodities Update, and that's a presentation of Ray Nordine, your REMAX Bridge City Realty agent.
Commodities Update.
Canola futures closed down across the board today. July canola closed at $1,150 per metric ton, down $2.10. November canola closed at $1,047.90, down $21.20. July Minneapolis wheat closed at $13.30.50, down 22¼ cents. July Kansas City wheat closed at $12.95¼, down 29¼ cents. July Chicago wheat closed at $12.50, down 30¼ cents. July corn closed at $7.83¼, up 1¾ of a cent. July soybeans closed at $16.90¼, up 27¾ of a cent. July oats closed at $6.27¾, down 14 cents. And that's the Commodities Update. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. I'm Doug Falconer. Week 4 of the spring edition of GX94 Supper in the Field took us to the farm of Willie and Donna Zuchkin, just north of Parkerview. Willie farms with his brother John, his wife Nancy, and of course between the two brothers they have boys Ryan, Nathan, and Jordan. After supper, I spoke with Willie about their farm operation.
We've been farming a long time here in the Parkview area, Parkview, Foam Lake, Sheehill area. It's a sixth-generation farm with our grandkids, and I farm together with my brother and his two boys and my son. We've been running a cattle and operation here, and a grain farm operation. So, and we do custom feeding also. So, it's been a good mix for us.
Tell us about your livestock operation. What do you have here?
We have a cow calf, and then we get background them, and we have a heifer sale every year, and we run about between 1,100 and 1,200 cows every year, and custom feed about 3,000 calves for customers. So. We're fairly busy. We got a few hired men here that are employed year-round, and the boys are taking over. They're in the transitional role. All three boys are taking over, and I got John and I are kind of stepping back and letting the boys take over. So
how long have you been involved with the cattle side of things? For as long as you can remember?
As long as I've been around. My parents have been in cattle, and my grandparents have been in cattle, and this land. When we started farming years ago, it needed a lot of cleanup, a lot of work. Cattle was a good mix to get it until you can afford to clean it up and get it to, proper farmable acres. So that was our goal all along. And we used the cattle as an income to get us to where we are today.
And tell me a little bit about your grain farm. It sounds like you got a pretty big operation on that side of things.
Yeah, right now we're at roughly around 10,000 acres we seed. It's been good to us. Yeah.
What were you planning on seeding this year?
We're traditional wheat, quite a bit of canola, quite a bit of oats, and barley, and a little bit of peas. And we do a lot of silage because we make cut a lot of silage for the feedlot.
And have you had much luck getting any seeding done so far this spring?
We started on a bit of wheat. Nathan was kind of got things going on the wheat. He just started. I don't know. He can maybe elaborate on how things were going and how wet it is, because Nathan and Ryan run the two drills. Jordan runs the sprayer, and John and I are kind of with the cattle and a little bit of here and there or whatever, or help them get going, and everyone pitches in. It's been a good mix.
Now I understand you've had a lot of rain so far this spring.
Yeah, we've had our fair share of rain, but it's better moisture than no moisture, because last year it was so dry, and we've seeded other years. Our mother's with us still here. She's 90, well into her 90s, and still pretty active. And she reminds us that that there was years we started at the end of May and we pulled off a pretty good crop. So we're positive, and we'll get it in. And we've got a lot of positive things in agriculture, and we're fortunate we live in Saskatchewan where we do, and farming are in that business. It's been very good to us.
So prices have been pretty good on both the grain and the livestock side lately?
Yeah, they've been decent. Yeah, our inputs went up, but the prices have been good. We've weathered the storm last year pretty good, and so hopefully we can get the crop in and see what this year brings.
You mentioned it was dry last year. Did you have much of a crop last year?
Yeah, I don't know. Boys, help me out here. We'd probably, good, like John says, about a good 50%, 50 to 60%. Like, just, it is what it is, and we are fortunate to have that. Some producers didn't have any, So we're very fortunate to take off what we did.
So you're optimistic looking at, I guess, for the next few weeks. So hopefully the rain has maybe stopped and you can get out there pretty soon.
Yeah. We're optimistic. We'll get out there. You got to be positive and optimistic. Like John said, it's been a good business. It's treated us very well.
And supper in the field. I phoned you, and you sounded a little on the surprise side. When
very
I called.
Surprised. I was actually carrying a calf out of a low area that a cow had, and I had this big buckskin calf trying to get it out of that wet area and carrying it to the Jeep, and the phone's been ringing for a while, and I pulled it on my, I better put this guy down and answer his phone, because I thought maybe the boys needed help or something, and then it was you on the line, so I was very shocked. It was nice to hear that surprise.
And did you enjoy supper and all the prizes that went with it?
Very much so, yeah. Like, compliments to you guys at CGGX. Very, very, very good supper and very good prizes, and compliments to you guys.
That's Willie Zuchkin from the Parkerview District. Our sponsors for GX94 Supper in the Field are Maple Ag and Outdoor in Yorkton, the Yorkton Auction Center, Gowan Canada, Farm Credit Canada, the Chalet Restaurant in Yorkton, Sask Milk, Razor's Cellar at the Yorkton Hotel, Yorkton Ag and Auto Supply, Smith Steel in Yorkton, and CanStore Commodities. It's time now for your agriculture weather, and that's a presentation of Yorkton Ag and Auto Supply.
Farming is about balancing what you can and can't control. You know your land and how to get peak optimized growth. For what you can't control, call 306-728-2165. Trustmark Insurance. Trust us with what matters most.
The GX94 Precision Weather Forecast. For the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions, a rainfall warning is in effect for a good portion of our Manitoba listening area. For today, rain heavy at times, mixed with wet snow, winds east-northeast at 25 to 45, gusting to 55, and the temperature falling to plus 1. For tonight, rain or snow showers taper to flurries, 2 to 4 centimeters in some areas, winds north-northeast at 25 to 45, and a low of 0. For tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers or flurries, winds north-northwest at 25 to 40 and a high of 4. For Saturday, partly sunny, winds north-northwest at 15 to 25 and a high of 9. For Sunday, mainly sunny, a high of 14. And for Victoria Day, Monday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of a shower and a high of 18. In the Paw and Brandon, it's 9 degrees, Swan River 6, Dauphin 8, Show Lake Russell 7, Roblin 4. Regina and Indian Head are at 11, Saskatoon 6, Hudson Bay 7, Broadview Mooseman 10, Wynyard Wadena Kelvington 0. The Yorkton Melville region has some light rain, an east wind at 35, gusting to 54 kilometers an hour. 94% is the relative humidity. The temperature is 5 degrees. That's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for GX on Agriculture for today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 12:15 Saskatchewan time for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.
You've been listening to the GX on Agriculture podcast, brought to you by Trustmark Insurance in Melville. Trust us with what matters most.